Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Galatians 3, the verses 1 to 5. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? So again I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by your believing what you heard? My theme for reflection is bewitched by works or blessed by faith. Bewitched by works or blessed by faith. Have you ever started a puzzle only to realize halfway through that you have been forcing the wrong pieces into the wrong places? At first it feels like progress, but then the picture looks off and frustration sets in. That is something like what was happening in Galatia. The believers there had started with the right foundation, faith in Christ, but were now trying to finish the picture using all the wrong pieces: the law, human effort, and outward performance. Paul calls it out plainly, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? This is not mere name-calling. It is pastoral concern. Paul is not just angry, he is heartbroken. The Galatians had experienced the joy and power of salvation by faith, had received the Holy Spirit, and had even seen miracles in their midst. And now they were turning back to law-keeping as if Jesus had only gotten them halfway there. It is a problem as old as religion itself. The belief that God starts the process, but we have to finish it. Paul asks a series of pointed rhetorical questions that expose the absurdity of this thinking. Did you receive the Spirit by works or by faith? You did not have to perform rituals, offer sacrifices, or obey dietary laws. You heard the gospel and believed, and God responded by giving you His very Spirit. That was not your doing. That was grace. And yet, somehow, they thought they could be made perfect by the flesh. This is where Paul drills deeper. If the Christian life begins with the Spirit, how could it possibly continue or reach maturity by our own strength? Sanctification, the journey of becoming more like Jesus, is not powered by grit or religious performance, but by the ongoing work of the Spirit through faith. The irony is painful. The Galatians had suffered for the gospel. They had counted the cost and chosen Jesus over public approval, religious tradition, and cultural norms. And Paul asks, was all that in vain? If they now return to a system of self-justification, then yes, it would be as though their courageous witness for Christ meant nothing. Finally, Paul calls them to remember how God had worked miracles among them, not as a reward for rule-keeping, but as a confirmation of the gospel of grace. The Spirit moves where faith is present, not where legalism reigns. The miraculous then and now is never earned, but is always a gift pointing back to Christ. The great reformer Martin Luther once said, "The sin underneath all our sins is the lie that we cannot trust the love and grace of Jesus and that we must take matters into our own hands." That is exactly what was happening in Galatia. And if we are honest, it happens in our lives too. We start with grace but drift into performance. We begin in the spirit but try to finish in the flesh. What this passage reminds us is that faith is not only how we begin, it is how we continue and how we finish. Justification, sanctification, and glorification are all works of grace. We are not just saved by faith. We live by faith, grow by faith, and work in the power of the Spirit through faith. So today, stop trying to earn what God has already given. Rest in His grace. Let the Spirit who began the work, the good work in you, continue it. You don't need to impress God. You need to trust Him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways do I subtly try to earn God's approval rather than resting in His grace? Number two, am I relying on my own effort to grow in faith, or am I walking by the Spirit daily? And now our practical exercise. Today, take 10 minutes in prayer to surrender your efforts to be enough for God. Confess any areas where you have tried to earn His love or approval. Ask the Holy Spirit to renew your joy in the gospel and teach you to walk in grace. Lord Jesus, thank you for that salvation which begins and ends with you. Forgive me for the times I try to finish in the flesh what you started in the spirit. Teach me to rest in your love, to trust in your finished work, and to walk each day by faith. Strengthen me through your spirit to grow in grace and to live as a faithful witness to your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.